Friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of the Avonim in Parshas Kisavo and Sefer Yehoshua. In the first three shiurim, we already saw Neflos Mitoras Hashem, and now we will, B'siyata D'shmaya, continue. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Manzatzal, the Yisod Adin Hu Asiyah Achas Shel Avonim Shem Abnei Yarden. So what we have that we learned in the previous shiur is that really what you have is a Asiyah of Avnei Yarden, but there's another Asiyah in relationship to the Avnei Yarden, and that's the Asiyah, the making of the Avonim Begilgul, the Har Evel, hopefully we're going to get to. Through them, the Avnei Yarden became a Zikaron Ad Olam, as we explained in the previous shiur. And this is also seen by what it says in Yeshua, Perek Dalet, Posuk Gimel, Velakichas Avonim Legilgul, Haysam Visoch HaYarden, Mimatzav Ragle HaKoyhanim, where the Kohanim stood, that's the same place where they were Meiniach, the Avnei HaYarden, like we see in Pasuk Tes, V'shtemis V'avonim Hekim Yehoshua B'soch HaYarden Tachas Matzav Ragli HaKohanim. Because as we said, everything is in relationship to the Avonim of the Yarden, and because of that, the Avnei HaGilgul came from the same place where the Avnei HaYarden were coming from. Just as a chiyuv vis-a-vis the Avnei Yarden, that they should go all the way until Gilgal, that Avnei Gilgal are the oaths for Avnei Yarden, as we explained. And this we see in the Pesukim over here. The Pasuk starts, V'her b'yom asher tavu v'sayardin el ha'aretz. The Pasuk says, b'yom, because the gemar of these avonim, which are the Avnei Yarden, are b'sof hayom, the end of the day, where they went to their malon, they went to their place of lodging, which is in Gilgal, and that's b'sof hayom, where you go to rest. Ad gemar yom, it's one asiya. And that's why it says this inyan of... That's why it says this inyan of sof hayom, the ad gemar hayom by asiyah achas shel hakohanim asavonim gedolah. So until the end of the day, it says the day. Now as the day starts, you're in the Yarden, and then you end up in Gilgal. And this is merumas in the pasuk, the avonim of Gilgal. That's the remez in the pasuk for the avonim of Gilgal, because it says that. But Yom Asher Tavu, since no Gilgal isn't furish in the Pesukim, but this is the remez to Gilgal. Because V'haba Yom Asher Tavu is Hayaz as Haaretz. But Yom, what's going to be at the end of the day? Gilgal. So, since the Pasuk is Tola, the Hakamas Avonim, in the day, Memela, we have a remez for Gilgal, because Gilgal is what comes at the end of the day. So that's over here in Sefer Zvarim, Parshas Kisavo. And because B'Yisod Hadin, it's all one. That the Avonim of the Gilgal are a Hemshech of the Avonim of the Yarden, v'alzeh mefarit kros ha'pratim shekulim em kiyum ha'echod shel adin shenemar al avonim ba'osei ayoyim. And that's why the pasuk details these avonim, these are the all one hemshech of one day. V'kasavta lehem is kol divrei ha'torah zos be'avrucha, t'chilas maizes be'avrucha, which is in the Yarden itself. So it all starts in the Yarden. So we have in the pasuk, there it's Talui in the day, and then Vayter it says be'avrucha, when you pass over, because it's all one hemshech. There's when you mamish pass over the Yarden, and then there's the hemshech that entire day, which concludes in Gilgal. And when you pass over the Jordan, you should raise these stones that I command you today in Har Evel. In other words, the Avonim of Har Evel, that at the end of the day, they're going to get to Gilgal. That's included in the Tzivu of Avonim Eila Sharnochim Mitzav Chayom, the Tzivu of Avnei HaYarden, that we are commanded about in this parsha. That's all the because everything that we're doing here is a kiyum of the tzivri of Avnei Yarden. We can say another kavana, shenochim mitzav eschem ayom, that the akomis avana min har evil is included in the tzibui that was said al ayom. When it says of yom avrichem is hayarden, because it's all one long inyan. It starts in the Yarden, continues to evil, and then finishes up in Gilgal. So therefore, the pasuk is correct when it says that har evil, there's a tzibui of shenochim mitzav eschem ayom. And now we can answer the alshach's kasha. V'hayab yom avrichem is hayarden. What's pshat v'haya b'yom avrichem is hayarden? What happened on the day that you passed over the Jordan? It's telling you. U'b'avrichem is hayarden. U'b'yom avrichem is hayarden. Takimu b'avrichem is hayarden. Takimu es havana ma'ile. What's the v'haya? B'avrichem is hayarden. So this haya is that's the alshach of mishulel es havana. Keze davri yeh b'yom ahu sheyomer alav v'haya. It should say when you pass over the Jordan, takim lecha avanim. What's the v'haya? Based on what we said, we understand. Here's the yisoda inyan. Han kosev yisoda inyan amechayiv asiyah lo rak ba'avrichem es hayarden yala gam al mashe haya b'yom ahu dahainu avnei har evil v'avnei ha-gilgal, and therefore it says v'haya b'yom v'haya b'yom is pasuk beis v'haya b'yom asher tavru es hayarden, and it will be on the day that you pass over the Jordan to the land that God gave you. So this Vahayu is telling you that not only when you pass over the Jordan, not only b'yom asher tavru es hayarden el aretz asher Hashem elokecha nosach moasach avanim gedolos, and it will be everything that's the hemshech. Not only will you plaster Avanim Gedolos, Vesado Tatan Basid, etc., but you have to go weiter and do everything else in the parsha. You have the Avanim of the Yarden, and then they go to Har-Evil, and then they go to Gilgal. So it's one big day. Now in the Yerushalmi in Perek Zayin of Sot Halachahei, it says, "Tini al avne malon nichtevu." They were written on the avonim. The Torah was written on the avonim of the malon, where they dwelled, where they lodged. The Rebbe Yehuda, Yossi Amar avne mizbeach nichtevu. No, they're written on the avne mizbeach. Man demar al avne malon nichtevu b'choyam b'yomu usal meshalchin otreim mesim es haTorah sheisaksu v'shivim lasha. Man demar al avonim al avne mizbeach nichtevu lo l'shah yuvenignisu. Oru ma'isen nisim, nasan haKadosh Baruch Hu bina b'levum v'um v'siyos Torah she'isuksu v'shivim lasha. Man demar alav ne'malam nichtavu, nicha v'sarotam besid. Man demar alav ne'mazbeach nichtavu, man mekayim v'sarotam besid bein kol evan v'evan. Yerushalmi, it's very tamu here. This different mafarshim. It's really hard to make sense of this Yerushalmi even after you look at the mafarshim. First, the Rebbe Yehuda says that the Torah was written on the stones of the Gilgal of the Malam. Yossi says it was written on the stones of the Mizbeach. So the one who says on the stones of the Malon, so the Umas Olam would come and they would send people and they would copy the Torah that was written in 70 languages. And the one who says it was Alavni Mizbeach, it was just put away. It was just there temporarily and put away. And there was a Maisa Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Bina Belev Kol Uma V'Uma, and then they copied the Torah into Shivim Lashon. But they didn't see it written because it was put on the Avnei Mizbeach, and the Avnei Mizbeach were put away. The one who says Avnei Malon, we understand why it says V'sado Tam B'Sid. What about the one who says Avnei Mizbeach? Why did it say V'sado? What does it mean to be Kaim V'sado Tam B'Sid? And the answer is Ben Kol Evan V'Evan, between every stone. What does this Yerushalmi mean? So Im B'Perish Korban Eida, Shekosav D'Hai Braisa, Polygamus. He says Braisa, arguing with the Mishnah, that holds the Avnei Mizbeach and the Avnei Malon were the same thing. You see from this Gemara that it's two separate things. Because it's saying, what was the Torah written on? The Avni Mizbeach and the Avni Malon, so they're not the same stones. El Shebein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Yossi, Avni Mizbeach, Loi Avni Malon. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Avni Mizbeach were not the Avni Malon. And the Machlokas is when it says, Vekasaft al Alavonim, it's called Divri HaTorah, Be'er Heitev, to write down the Torah, is it referring to the Avni Mizbeach, which is on Har Evil, or the Avni Malon in Gilgal? According to Rabbi Yossi, they didn't write the Torah in the Avni on the Avni Malon. According to Rabbi Yossi, the only word in the Avni Mizbeach. Nevanim Har Evil. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah was written in Avni Malon. So the Yerushalmi asks, Bishlam, if it was written al Avni al Malon, so the Goyim could copy it. It was written in 70 languages. That's the 70 languages for the Umas HaOlam. But if you say it was written in Avni Mizbeach, what Toelis is there? They were just there very temporarily at Har Evil. It was a Mizbeach, and then it was Nignas. Because the Mizbeach was only Zman Kotzer. It was only for a short time at Har Evil. So when did they have time to copy the Torah? So in this, the Yerushalmi answers, no. There was a Nes. They copied it in a short amount of time. And the Sherei HaKarbon, he asks, why were they Gonis the Mizbeach? And therefore we had Akasha, how did they copy it? They were Mizbechos, Shayilis Man Kotzer, and they used them for a short time. And they didn't bury them. They didn't put them in storage. They weren't Gonis them. And then we have the Kasha, the Yerushalmi, that according to the Mandamar Alavni Malonichtavu, how are you Makayim Besadat Otam Basid? What's the Kasha? Bnei Moshe explains the Kasha, the Sherei HaKarbon asks on him. Karbon Eda has a different vort. So we want to understand the Kasha. What's the Kasha? According to the Mande Omer, Alavni Malon Nichtavu, how am I Makayim Besadat Otam Basid? And the Yerushalmi seems to understand that if it was written al Avni Mizbeach, you can't do them with Sid. But if it was written al Avni Malon, then you can be Makayim Besadat Otam Basid. Well, what does the Yerushalmi mean? Why is that? Why in Avni Malon you could paste it with lime, but not Avni Mizbeach in Eivol? Very schwer. So explains Rabbeinu Zetzal as follows. The Ikarinian Avonim, as we explained from the Psukim, is the Avne Yardin. But since the Avne Yardin, you can't be Makriv Kishar Mizbechos, they're in the Jordan. Mitzat Sheni, there's a Din Hakrov and Har Evil, like we see here in Psukim Vov and Zion. So in Har Evil, we make other Avonim that are Shaykh to the Avne Yardin, in such a way that there's going to be a Mizbech to be Makriv. The Yisod Inyan is not about Smus Hashal Mizbech, it's not the Mizbech itself, and Har Evil, but rather everything relates to the Avonim and the Yardin, and therefore it's Pasha to the Yerushalmi that after they left Har Evil, they put away the Mizbeach. It's not like other Mizbechos that were there Lizman, they had an Inyan Atzmi, they had an essential reason for having the Mizbeach. Here was just a Hemshech of the Yardin, the stones of the Yardin, so the Yardin are the Yikr. So we don't need to, we can just put this away. Normally you make a Mizbeach, you leave it there. But here the Yikr is the Avne Yardin, and that was afterwards established in Gilgal. There's no makom for Avnei Yardim and Har Evil, and therefore it's pasha to the Yerushalmi that they were gonez, the stones of Har Evil. So according to this, we can explain the kasha of the Yerushalmi. Man de'amar b'Avnei Mizbeach Nikdavu. If they were written on the Avnei Mizbeach, how you makayim besadat otam basid, the Yerushalmi doesn't mean to ask, why did they do this? What's the reason? Zeh lo kasha midi. That's the Xeris HaKasav. That's besadat otam basid. The kasha is, what do you need a pasuk for this for? Before in the pesukim that Avnei Har Evil will beget their Avnei HaYardin. It's like they were the Avnei HaYardin. And since the Avnei HaYardin are written in pasuk Dalet, Vesadat Otam Basid, it emerges that after the, that since the Avnei Har Evil are one with Avnei HaYardin, Kol Ma Sheyesh B'Avnei HaYardin Yesh Lamehem, whatever we have in the Avnei HaYardin, we have in the Avnei Har Evil. And you don't need the pasuk B'chal Vesadat Otam Basid. The Mimela Kainu, that's an automatic. The Kevin Shekane Yavne Yardim Shehim Ba'oso Gederim. Umayim Akayim Ba'posuk Zeh. Hainu Dumakim Yesh Ba'posuk Zeh Reimi Yusamru. This Pasuk is superfluous. Pashat that you're putting lime on the stones of Har Eivel. It's a hemshech of the Gilgal of the Yarden, where they had the Vesad of the Tumbasit. So why did he even need to write it in the pasuk? If you, once you write the Yarden, you know the Har Eivel. So Bishleim Alaman Diyomer, I understand that Al Avnei Malon Nichtavu, we need a pasuk, and that Avnei Har Eivel have to be besid, because you might think that the Sid that was B'Avnei Yarden is Letzarech Ksiva, like we see in our Gemara and Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis Machlokes Rabbi Yerim Shimon, if they wrote on the Sid or they covered it with Sid. So the Sid is for writing, and since Avnei Har Eivel did not have Ksiva, if you're going according to the Man D'Yomer that the Torah was written on the Avnei Malon, so on Avnei Har Eivel there was no writing. So that's why you need the pasuk to tell you that even Avnei Har Eivel v'sadat otam b'sid. That's why you need the pasuk, because you would think that the sid is for the writing, and there's no writing according to the Man D'Yomer that al Avnei Malon nichtavu. There's no writing in Avnei Har Eivel, and Mimele need the pasuk to tell you. Nevertheless, there is sid in Avnei Har Eivel. That's why you need the pasuk. But the Man D'Yomer al Avnei Har Eivel nichtavu. So on one end they're like Eivir Yarden Bakol, and there's writing on it, so of course it's besid. Why would you not think it's besid? Why would you think it's not besid? And then this, the pasuk answers that the pasuk is telling you sid being called evan ve'evan, that you're putting sid in between the avanim. It's pashut that on this, on the avanim you have sid, but it's even between the avanim, not like the Avnei Yarden, and that's why I need a special pasuk. So now we understand the Yerushalmi very well. Yerushalmi's mamish beautiful now. That's the Yerushalmi says, "Man de'omar al Avnei Malon nichtavu nicha v'sadat utam b'sid." So if they're written, the Torah is written Avnei Malon, so then we understand why the pasuk has to say about Har Eivel v'sadat utam b'sid, because it's a chiddush. You would think it's only for the writing, but if it's written Avnei Mizbeach and Avnei Har Eivel, so how are you makayim v'sadat utam b'sid? If they were written and the Avnei Mizbeach, then it's Pashut. Then it's Pashut v'sadat otam b'sid, because it's the Hemshech of the Avnei Yarden, and you're using it for writing. You're writing on the Avnei Mizbeach. So and Har Eivel. So avada v'sadat otam b'sid. What's the chiddush b'chlal? So answers the Gemara. The chiddush is being called Evan Ve'Evan. You also put sid, unlike the Avonim of Har Eivel, of the Yarden. So there's one last leg in this journey, and I hope we can do it, because it's gevaldik, not a very long leg. And in the meantime, we've seen the flaws mitaras Hashem. So I hope we're able to continue, my sweet beloved friends.